Okay, today is November 2nd, 2016, and we're going to do lesson number 81 called Washing the Face with the Feet. I got it right. So begin lying on your back, your legs long, your arms by your side, and checking in to how you're feeling this morning on the floor. And for, I guess, months now throughout the summer and stuff, we've worked on creating with our trunk a rectangle, putting two dots behind our butt cheeks in the center and two dots behind the shoulder blades in the center. And we've been giving those dots a color. Maybe today we'll do something like green. And then we've been connecting the dots. So we've been connecting the dots to create lines, which creates this rectangle. Right? And this is a rectangle kind of outlining your trunk. So if you think about where those dots are on the back side and coming through to the front side, it's right where your hip joints are, right? So the center of your butt cheek, you come through the back side to the front side, is right where your hip joints are. And the looser that those hip joints become, it helps this whole trunk have mobility. Right? But when the hip joints are tight, kind of everything falls apart, as we've been recently discovery. So you got your four dots and your four lines, and then in between all of that, right, is your spine. Sorry, I'm fussing with, I'm actually too warm, so I'm trying to take off my jacket. So noticing how your spine is lying on the floor, because we're going to do a lot of work with your spine today, and it's going to get very long. So you're noticing right now with your spine, if there's any areas of your spine that feel, I'm going to use words like congested, clogged, maybe there's an area of your spine a little bit curved to one side, that it's not really completely aligned in the middle or in the center of the rectangle. And not to change it or try to figure out why, you're just really purely observing, sensing, and getting clarity about how you are right at this moment. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And as you do so, you're just noticing, again, the quality of rolling your head before the lesson, how that's feeling. And then bring it back to the center. And we're going to start off very similarly to the last two weeks, with your legs spread in a V. And what we started with 2 weeks ago, if you can recall, is the outer edge of your feet. So think of the outer edge of your right foot. And if we were to bring that closer to the floor, your right knee starts to bend. Excellent. So I'd like you to go through that. And the sole of your foot and your heel starts to drag up towards your crotch, right? But the whole movement is initiated by thinking about the outer edge of your right foot. It comes closer. That's nice, Elizabeth. The knee bends, right? You start to sense that the heel draws up just freely, right? So you're not making the heel do anything. It just starts to move towards your crotch because the knee is bending. The outer edge of the foot is in contact. That's it. And then Let's pause with the right foot and let's shift over to the left foot, noticing and sensing how do you do this same movement, going through the same steps on the left side. And if one side feels, let's use the word smoother, right? It's always wonderful to ask yourself with curiosity, why? Why is one side? Right? Is it something about the ankle? Is it something about your knee? Something about the hip? Maybe even something about the toes, the arch of a foot? Now let's try both legs at the same time, right? Just smoothly, gently, the edges go out, the knees draw out to the side, the soles of the feet come together, and the heels come towards your crotch. And then you lengthen them, right? So just go through this a couple times. And I'm gonna encourage you, it's okay to let the knees come away from the floor, right? They lift as you draw the feet up. More than anything now, I'd like you to really try to bring the soles of the feet together and the heels. Draw those feet up, right? So Elizabeth, keep the knees out. That's it, keep the knees out. Keep the knees out, right, as much as you can. Keep the knees out, right? They never come up together. That's better, Marlene. And then you straighten them, right? And as you do this movement just a few more times, I'd like you to become aware of your pelvis, your lower back, right? So if there's any tension starting to occur, or is the lower back starting to arch, right? Okay. So if the lower back is starting to arch, it's a signal. That tells you the tightness of the hips. So the next time that you start to bring the feet up, you only bring them up to the point before the back arches. So as long as your back can stay flat. And, well, don't over make it. You want to have it comfortably flat. So when you start making something happen, then your breath starts to go away. So there's this delicate place where you can maybe do something a little longer before you get to that, right, that place. There, so just tune into where that place is where you can keep your back comfortably flat. We can all force anything to happen. That's no good. Beautiful. And let's let it go and rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll to your side. And you're going to come up to sitting, and you're going to start with your legs long in the same shape as a V. And we're going to move the hands and arms around today, but to start with, you're going to place your hands next to you, somewhere comfortable. Always, 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 fingers forward. Never do you turn your hands like this and lock your elbows, right? There's no place to go then with your spine. Always, 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 fingers forward, so see you can bend the elbows and there's mobility. Okay, so with our legs long in this position, let's start again with the right leg, taking the outer edge out, bending the knee, and coming back again. All right, just a nice, smooth movement. Just doing that a couple times and then shifting to the left leg. That's it. And then both legs, right? So how can you turn the outer edges, bend the knees? It is fine for the knees to lift. So in fact, everybody bring your feet together to a comfortable place where you're lightly leaning on your hands, right? So you shouldn't be having all your weight on your hands. They're there, but you could easily lift them up, right? Your pelvis is doing something, right? Okay, but they're there, lightly supporting you. And let's do a couple butterfly wings, I call it. So you bring the knees up and you bring the knees down, right? So just feeling where is the place for you that it's really comfortable. Most people cannot have the legs fully out, right? But I don't want you to have them fully up. So you look for this place where it's comfy and cozy for you, okay? Excellent. Now from here, we're gonna lean back onto your forearms. And you're gonna try the same thing of just doing lightly a little butterfly wings, okay? And then letting the legs stay open, letting the soles of the feet stay together. And from here, you're just gonna do a movement with your pelvis of rounding your pelvis, which will lift the knees, and then arching the pelvis, which will open the knees. Just do this a couple times. Starting to get your pelvis and your spine involved. That's it. Really bring your belly rounded and then push it forward. Beautiful. Okay, and let all that go. Rest on your backs. Legs long and just really rest. Okay, so let's continue for a moment, staying on your back with your legs in that good V position. And again, this is the movement that we worked with 2 weeks ago, just kind of weaving it in and preparing things for this lesson. So you're gonna go back to the right leg, taking the right outer edge to the outside, bending the knee, and once you slide the right foot up, you're gonna lift up the right foot and place it on your left thigh. And then let that right knee open. That's it. Okay? And then slide it off and lengthen the leg again. So each time that you go through this, see if you can bring the right foot up onto the left thigh without having to do this huge movement of lifting in your knee. So some of you think, oh, I got to lift the knee to the ceiling to lift the leg. Remember this? Right? No, you don't need to do that. Right? That's when your hip flexors get involved. That's it. So beautiful. Slide it up and slide it. But can we keep the pelvis relatively flat? I know I do. That's better, Nancy. Much better. Let it open. Excellent. Let the right leg be long. Let's try this a few times with the left leg. I know it's like appears to be such a simple movement, right? And then what happens, right? Like somehow you can get the sole of the foot up to the crotch, but then bringing it onto that right thigh. So even if you bring it to the inside of the thigh, right? Excellent. Okay. And let's let that go and rest. Okay. Okay, so from here, let's have you go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and have your legs in a wider stance than usual. So let those knees create a little bit of a V again. Perfect. And you're going to interlace your hands behind your head. Okay? Behind your head. That means under your head. It means not under your neck, but under your head. That's the heavy part, the skull. Right? And then you're going to bend your elbows towards the ceiling, right? You create a hammock. And you're going to lift your head, soften your chest. The abdominals kick in, and you're going to look towards that space in between your knees. And then you lower back down. Right? So the first thing is, as you lift, you want to feel that the chest folds. That's it, Madeline. The abdominals, that's it, Elizabeth, kick in. The lower back curls. The whole spine rounds. You lift and bring the head forward. And it's best to do this on your exhale. So you inhale during the pause. Beautiful. Lovely. Now you're going to keep your hands behind your head. But you're just going to change the interlacing of your fingers. And once you do that, you're going to lift just a couple more times. Again, looking for the place of ease. Right? This is not a sit-up. Right? It's just lifting the head, getting the abdominals to fold and work, the chest to soften, and you're looking towards the space in between your legs. Excellent. And again, you're going to pause for a moment. You're going to keep your hands the exact same way. But now what you're going to do with your legs in this position is you're going to bring your legs up over, hanging in your chest. So again, keep the knees wide, just like a baby. You know, let the lower legs be relaxed. That's it. Okay? Now, keeping the legs there, you're going to do the same movement. You're going to lift your head. Think of folding, and it's like your elbows come closer to your knees, and your knees come closer to the elbows. Wide knees. Wide, 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 just like a baby. That's it. So you really want to fold that spine. You really want to soften your chest. Feel those abdominal muscles right below the sternum kick in. Right? Get those shoulder blades, nice Nancy, up off the floor. Nice, Madeline. Excellent, Barb. Woo! Excellent. Let's let it go and rest on your backs. The next movement that we're doing, we start kind of on the knees. Why don't you listen to it? I think if you get your weight on your arms first, listen first, and then maybe, but if not, maybe watch and then right. Okay, so from here, what we're gonna do is you're gonna come up to, you're just, let's just have you roll over, and you're going to come up onto your forearms. So if you just roll over, you're facing the back of the room. So you're kind of on your stomach for a minute, propping yourself up on your forearms. Okay? And from here, you're going to bring your knees up wide. Okay? See me? There you go. Oh, knees wide. Okay, and we're going to just alternate sliding in like windshield wipers, the right lower leg and then the left. right? And really feel what happens inside the hip joints, right? Right? So here, the hips have to be free, the butt, right? So don't go too wide, but don't go too narrow, right? Right? Because if you come together, your feeties should be able to touch. So now bring both together. Toes touch. Are we good?
This feels good.
Okay, let's rest on your tummy. It's a lot of work. Oh, rest on your stomach. Okay, start on your forearms, right? And you can even come from this position, which means if you bend, right, the outer legs, the knees come wide and your butt comes in the air. And now we're gonna work with your spine for a moment, okay? So staying in this position, knees wide, feet kind of in, right? See how my lower back is sinking? I'm gonna lift it up and round it, and I'm going to look towards my toes, and then I'm going to let it sink and look up in front of me. We're going to do this a couple times with the legs out here. It's okay if you can't. Yeah. You could try it on your stomach and forearms, just do the spine part. Yeah, there you go. And then lift, yeah. Everybody good? Okay, now you're gonna leave your spine kind of sunken, okay? And now you're gonna swing your right leg in more than your left. You're gonna use your hands to walk back as if you're gonna sit. And then you're gonna walk forward again. Take the legs out. Right leg in, left leg, walk the pelvis back, right? This is all about your glutes, right? So we're getting to the butt muscles here to open the hips. Walk forward, open. Let's try left swings in, then right, and we walk back. And this can be a lot for those of us with knee issues. Try it one more time. How you doing, Madeline?
Good.
Left in, then right. Okay, now from here, sorry, this recorder, trying to be so careful so it doesn't get flipped off. And we're good so far. Hold my breath. Okay, so from here, right? Whichever's your favorite crossing, and we're gonna see if you can come back, right? And then you're gonna flip over to sit. Oh, there we go. Now, sit. Excellent. Now the first thing is, just feel how nice you're sitting. How tall are you sitting? Because we approached it that way. None of you are sitting like this. Beautiful. So, we're going to bring the hands back in front of us. I know you're thinking, where's the washing of the feet and the face coming? It's coming, right? Because the face and the feet have to get close. So, can you slide your hands, let your butt lift, and then you're going to come back. Do it again. Slide. Roll onto those knees. Come back again. Beautiful, Sandy. Okay, so loosen your crossing. Marlene, you don't have to cross so tight. Let it be looser. Let the legs move away from you. Let it be looser. Now try. That's harder? Is that, Madeline, that was easier, right? For some it's easier, some it's harder. Now, if you can't get up, then go back to the beginning. So everybody then come back onto your forearms. Just move your legs out of the way. Come back on your forearms, right? Spread your knees wide. This is gonna be huge for you, Marlene. Let your spine sink in between your shoulder blades.
Are my feet touching? Should my feet be touching?
They should be. Now swing them in comfortably, okay? And walk yourself back. There you go. That's it. Now come back forward again. And let's try this. Swing both lower legs to the left. Right? There you go. Now walk back just on the right side. You'll roll over the right leg.
That's the hard part. That's what doesn't want to
last. Come back up. And swing your windshield wipers over to the right side. Walk back and see if you can do one side. There you go, Madeline. Right? That's better. Were you able to do that side? You just did it.
Oh, on that side?
Yeah, do it again. No. Go back to the good side. Yeah, well, you know, you just did it on the other side. See how quick the brain transfers it over?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So,
there,
right. Okay, so this is really opening those glutes, right? Remember the movement we did on your back, drawing the feet up and your lower back arched? Now it won't. Come back. Okay. So whichever way's the easiest, do that way. Come up to sitting and then you're gonna swing the other leg over. Okay. Usually if there's a knee issue, that's the leg that should be in front, but not always. Now, sitting up nice and tall again, let's bring the hands forward. Let's see Madeline come up on those knees now. Ah, looky there. It's getting easier, isn't it? That's it. Okay, are you guys good? Can we come back to sitting? So we're gonna stay in sitting. We good in sitting? Okay. So let's do this. Let's have everybody have the left foot in and the right foot on the outside. Except for Lynn. Lynn, you're the only one. Can everybody do it that way? Okay. Okay, you're going to place your right hand, even though you're sitting so nice in your spine, you're gonna use your right hand. Again, it's just lightly placed over here for some balance. Your left hand is going to come underneath the right leg from the inside. Okay? So you get a nice little kind of rotation in the back. Right? So you're going to lift up this right leg, right? And using your right hand, you can move it around. You're going to round a little bit. And then you're gonna arch. So the leg comes up and then lowers down. All right, so you're just barely using, but see how I can bring my right knee to my chest, right? And down. How are we doing? Now, do you feel like you really need the right hand there, or can you do it without the right hand there? Well, but not that way. Nope. So now what you get to do is the right hand is going to come under from the front. The left hand moves under the right foot. And you're going to lift it up and you're going to lower it back down. And you're going to lift it up. I just figured out what to do with the mic here. Put it in my pocket up here. Okay, so can you hold this right leg? So make sure that your right arm is really under, yes. It's like a baby, right? And then holding the foot, and can you rock it? Can you move all around? Make a circle. Rolling your pelvis. Right, each time that this right arm is coming underneath the right knee more, so your right knee is getting closer to your shoulder, and look at this cute little right foot. So holding it like this, you're gonna use your left hand, and you're gonna start working on the right foot, twisting it towards your face, right? Because it's gonna wash your face. And then when you need a break, you can come back down, you can loosen it, you can let it go. Right, so it's really the right arm that's hooked under so that you can use the left arm to twist the right foot, the toes. Okay, enough, right? It's a lot. Okay, let it all go. Rest on your backs. It'll be amazing what you feel right now in that right hip joint. Whew! All right, so just feel that right hip joint, that right leg, the right glute. Just allow yourself to breathe. And now just for a moment, let's go back to the movement while you're lying on your back, where you bend both knees at the same time, turn both feet out, slide the feet upright, and just feel how there's a difference in quality, and then straighten them again, right? What's different on that right side? For you, Lynn, it's the left side, I think, right? Just feel how there's something deep in the hip and the glute, right, are deep in those buttock muscles, the outside of the right leg. And I like the word soft, right? It's softer. Things aren't so tight. Excellent, and rest again. So from here, please roll to your side, come up to sitting. We'll still be facing the back of the room. So this time you'll have the right leg closer, right? The left leg further, right? And you started with your left hand is now next to you, right? So you came underneath with the right hand first, right? And then you bring the left arm underneath. Right, so the right hand can hold the left foot. So the more that you can bring this left knee to be friends with the left shoulder. Right, so we move it around, move your spine around. Does anybody feel this in their glutes? Yes, no, right? Usually one side is more. And then you're going to take your right hand and you're going to start to play with that sweet little left foot, twisting and turning the ball of the foot towards your face, right? And bringing it closer. But the first part to bring closer is in here, right? Opening up all this area down here. Make sure you're breathing. You can even use your left hand, you know, to hold the foot a little bit. It's all the left arm supporting. Right? Bend all the toes. You might get some nice popping. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Let it go and let's rest on your back again. And just feel how you're lying on the floor now. And now just a couple times, go ahead and bend the knees out to the side, bring the soles of the feet together, and then straighten the legs. Notice how the back is staying quieter, right, Marlene? Stays flatter now. Right, Nancy? Isn't that amazing? Right? It's really interesting with our glutes because you really don't feel tightness there until you're in a certain position, then you go, wow, they really are tight. So they dramatically affect the hip joint. Okay, so you're gonna come up to sitting again. Legs long, so we'll stay facing towards the back of the room. It's kind of fun to be turned around. So you can start with your hands by your side. We're gonna go back to here, turning the feet out, bringing the soles of the feet up, and then back out. Let's just do that a couple times. And then keeping the soles of your feet together, you're gonna bring your hands behind your head, and you're gonna start to fold yourself forward. And then come up. So think of really rounding your spine. Seeing how close can you bring your nose to where your feet are touching, the arch of your feet. Then can you bring the right elbow in front of the right knee? So you lean a little bit over to the right. The left leg might come up. See if you can slowly bring that right knee in front. So your right knee's on the floor in front.
So you,
with your elbow, your right elbow's in front of your right knee. And your left knee can come up, right? It wants to come up. It's a very big opening in the back, in the pelvis. Come back up. Let's try the left elbow in front of the left knee. You kind of feel like weeble wobble, right? And then can you go back over to the right? So you can start to alternate. Once the right elbow, and it's kind of the knee shin area. Once the left elbow. You know what's coming, right? What's next? Right? Could you bring both elbows? Come back up. And then you decide how to slide the legs closer. Which leg is in front, because we're going to do it the opposite. Hands are still behind your head, and guess what? You're going to bring the elbows down. Lengthen the spine. Slide the elbows away. Come back up onto the knees. And then swing out the legs. Change the crossing. Slide back, sit, and come up. Oh my goodness, how are we doing? It's amazing, isn't it, Madeline? It's like, wow, how do I get here? This was so hard 50 minutes ago. Right? Lengthen the spine, slide, change the legs, slide back, and come up to sitting. Beautiful, Nancy. That's it, Marlene. Marlene, excellent. This is so much about lengthening your spine. Oh my. There you go. Okay. Let's do it one more time. Excellent. And then let's uncross your legs, straighten them, and let's rest on your back. Okay, let's go ahead and come back up to sitting. Let's start with your legs long, your hands beside you. Turn the legs out, draw the legs in. Let's have the left leg in closer than the right. And then you should feel you don't really need your hands, do you, to sit up. All right, this is like when you go to a preschool and you see all the infants, right, sitting so nice and tall, they never put their hands to lean on, right? Never. Right, Sandy? You've got all those grandbabies. You can watch them. Okay, let's go back to the right foot. Okay? So you're going to slide your right hand under the right leg. And that's the arm that kind of cradles it like a baby. And once again, you're going to take your left hand and start to turn the sole of the face towards your face. You're going to round your back, right? We just rounded our back and our neck and spine. To start washing your face, right? So seriously, you're washing your face. So you're moving inside the hip joint, the buttocks. You can feel, because you got to get over there to that left ear. You got to do up by the top of your head, and then the right ear, under your chin, right? So you're using both arms. The spine is lengthening out. You're washing that face with your right foot. When you've done the ears, the forehead, under the chin, you can lower it down and rest. Just rest, lengthen all your legs and rest. Don't go to the other leg. It's too much. Go ahead, rest on your backs. Too much. So again, just feel, right? There's lots of stuff going on inside that hip joint, right? Lots of things. Opening, lengthening, stretching. Okay, roll to your side, come up to sitting again. Okay? And now with your left leg being more on the outside, you're going to scoop the left arm underneath. It does the holding, right? And I kind of have the left hand holding the ankle. So I can use my right hand to twist the sole of that foot, bringing it towards my face, bringing my face towards. So it's a lot of opening here. IT band, butt cheeks, right? All that area, hip. You want to get behind the right ear, the forehead, the left ear, the chin, the nose. Woo. And somehow breathing. Go through a couple times, and when you feel complete, you let it go and you lengthen out and rest on your back. Go ahead and rest fully on your back, right? But don't overdo and just really let this new idea of things opening up. Just feel how nice the lower back feels right now. In the beginning, you might have not felt congestion or tension or, you know, congestion's a good word, and then you go, wow, I got a lot of length there, so maybe things were kind of congested. Okay, come up to sitting again, one more time. Turn the feet out, bring the soles of the feet together. Interlace the hands in the non-habitual way, folding forward again, right elbow in front of right shin, then left. It should be so much easier, right? And feel if your balance is better, right? Is the balance better, right? And that's because you stretched out and opened up so many glute muscles that your balance is better. When the muscles are really tight in one hip joint, it throws your balance off. Right? So if you can go one side, the other, then go ahead and cross the legs in the manner that's easiest for you. Again, for me, that's my right leg in front. Roll forward, both elbows touch. Can you now bring your nose and forehead to the floor? And now we're going to kind of wash the floor with your forehead. So if your forehead's down, you're going to slide the elbows, forehead over to your left knee and over to your right knee. How long can you get in your lower back? It's where these lower ribs are, opening up. Beautiful, Madeline. That's it, Elizabeth. Awesome. Barb, beautiful. Lynn, great. Marlene, you're doing great. Okay. Excellent, you guys. Roll onto your backs and rest. Whoo! Your butt is not going to be the same. Right? So just feel how different it is in there, right? So the hips have relaxed because we've done a lot of work here of freeing up the glutes, right? I mean, just feel the back of the back, the lower back. It's just so much longer. And like I said, it kind of creeps up on us. We're not aware, because often we don't feel pain in our butt, how tight things can be in there. So feel the four dots, sense your rectangle and how everything is making contact now with the floor. Softly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then as you feel ready, you're going to roll to one of your sides, come up to sitting, and come up to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.